few years ago, in the run-up to Christmas, I was leading a reflection evening in a Dublin parish. Trying to get some discussion going, I asked the small group of participants to say something about how they felt about this time of year. As is often the case at these kinds of gatherings, there was a long silence before anyone spoke. At last, one man began. "I think it's awful," he said. "We've lost the whole meaning of Christmas. It's become so materialistic." Another man joined in. "If I could afford it," he said, "I'd go off somewhere far away until it's all over." Heads nodded in serious agreement. The woman beside him said, "It's nothing but extra work for me, and the kids are so wound up there's no controlling them. All that fuss just about one day." We sat and sank again into a despondent silence. Then a quiet woman spoke up. "Well, I just love this time of year," she said. "I love the excitement and looking forward to my son and his family coming home from America. The lights and the decorations, the singing and the cards are all lovely. And the crib and the mass in the church and seeing everyone together, it's just the best time of all." Her face lit up in a huge smile at the thought of it. Everyone laughed and the whole feeling in the room changed. We relaxed and settled down to enjoy the evening together. Year after year, we lament the loss of the real meaning of Christmas. And of course, the excesses and the waste are contrary to the spirit of poverty and simplicity which surrounded the birth of Christ and lead us away from what lies at the heart of the celebrations. But perhaps we would do better to focus on what is positive, life-giving, and nourishing to the spirit about this time of year, and remember that we do not need to be swept away by it all. Advent offers an opportunity to do just that, to wait patiently for God's light to shine on our darknesses, to turn back from what is soul-destroying to that which brings life, to find joy in knowing that we are loved with an unconditional and everlasting love, and to prepare for whatever lies ahead, trusting that nothing can happen without God. So maybe it's not the loss of the real meaning of Christmas that should bother us after all, but the real meaning of Advent.